John Cox. Five fish, ladies and gentlemen, looking for 18-1. 31 pounds, 15 ounces. 31 pounds, 15 ounces.
Can John Cox and other veterans and other power fishing shallow water experts prove at the Harris Chain this week that they're still relevant, even in the time of front-facing sonar? Let's dig into it and see if something magical is going to happen at Harris Chain, and if the bank beaters and the old and the KG veterans can beat the front-facing kids. Let's dig in. Harris Chain definitely has a lot of options. I think we'll see things possibly late sight fishing, canals, cruiser, fry garters. We'll see guys fishing shallow. We'll see guys fishing offshore, outside grass lines, shell beds. I think we'll see frogs. I think we see punching. I think we see a lot of things. And we'll see some front-facing sonar. And we may see it used in maybe even some more kind of unique ways. So it should be a really fun two-week stretch here in Florida with the St. John's River coming off after Harris Chain. So I'm going to be intrigued. I'm going to be tuning into Bass Live to see how this goes down. Now, before we break down and do all the picks for Harris Chain, let's talk about who did well at the Classic. Obviously, congratulations to Justin Hamner. I think if we think back to the last video, didn't I tell you to pick Hamner? Because I did, and it paid off quite handsomely. So you can see here, I'm up at in the top 1,000, 97.5%. Cruising right along, much better start than last year. Let's see who did well in the Beat Hellebass groups. So our winner, Zbot Zack Attack, 1405. Congratulations. I'll be getting a hold of you about your chattyboys.com prize. And then over at Drain the Lake, M. Walters with a massive 2,700 points. Billy Largemouth, congratulations. I'll be getting a hold of you as well. Well done. Now we can see who some of the leaders are. In W. Judy, in Drain the Lake, Mitney. And then overall, B. Worm, Beware Ham, leading things overall in the Beat Hellebass group. So if you can hold on to the year-end prize, things are starting to heat up here. Thanks for Chatty Boys for supporting this channel and this series of fantasy fishing videos. A bunch of great products for decking out your boat, whether it's a fishing boat or a bass boat, whether it's a crappie boat. If you want to get crappie brakes, if you want to get a front-facing sonar, if you want to get a pole mount, accessories, transducers, graphs, whatever it could be you want. And they got some great tackle as well. So go ahead and give them a look. Link down in the description below, as well as a link in the pinned comment, and give them a look. You can use code HBFREE to help yourself save some free shipping and let them know that I sent you. Let's do a little investigation here at Omnia Fishing on Harris Chain and see what we can learn that might help our picks. You can use both the online version as well as the app to learn about these lakes. So Harris Chain is a giant chain of lakes, a lot of canals, a lot of different things going on here. You can see there's they have their share of wind down here. Weather will play. Let's look at some of the current fishing reports here. So Kent Middlestad has been down there fishing this March, just a few weeks ago, catching him on a Sproruku shad. Offshore bite in the grass. We've also got another lipless here. It looks like a Booyah. And a speedworm. So we're seeing some of the typical Florida things play. I think that reinforces what we talked about being a lot of things happening at this tournament. Could be pretty open, a lot of different ways people will catch them. Soft plastics, chatterbaits, lipless crankbaits. Could be a lot of things going on, which could be pretty exciting. You can see some of the vegetation maps here showing that there's definitely grass to be had in different parts of this lake. Bottom hardness, these can be really good tools for people practicing and breaking down these lakes. Water temperature, things are obviously warmed up. But, you know, we're well past the early spring, looking at, you know, post-spawn, early summer with a few, probably late bedders. I mean, fish, you know, spawn in a lot of different times of the year. And you can see different water clarity things going here. So a lot of good tools for researching these lakes, for anglers pre-fishing this lake. You can find this through the Omnia Premium Pro app. I will put a QR code up on the screen here that you can use to download that. Try a free trial. There'll also be a link down in the description if you want to check that out. A lot of things can make or break your tournament at the Harris Chain, largely by where you decide to fish. You can see all those different canals and what you choose. A lot of runtime. The locks are only a few boats per time at locks. There's a lot of strategy that goes to the Harris Chain. It'll be really interesting to see how this unfolds. I think we will see some balance. We will see some front-facing sonar. We will see some hand-to-hand combat. We'll see some frogging, some punching, a lot of things going on. So it should be a very exciting tournament. But now let's get into the groups, look at my picks, and help you set a good lineup for this and give you some ideas. And then we'll finish up with Drain the Lake and tiebreakers. So Bucket E, like to start there always. There are some other interesting, I mean, Robertson, Cifuentes, Swindle, Cliff Prince is a Florida guy. There's a Bernie Schultz, or Bryant Smith. I think if you're looking for a sneaky pick, he did really well here in the MPFL event, finishing, I think, seventh or something like that. I got a top 10 in the one that John Sukup won. So there's definitely some interesting anglers in this bucket. It appears that they confused Will Davis Jr. and Clint Davis. So Clint Davis, not off to a great start this year, ended up in Bucket B. Will Davis, off to a decent start, ended up in Bucket E. So he is your 25th ranked fantasy fishing player, yet he's down in Bucket E. I'm not going to pass that up. Will Davis has got some good events in Florida. He did pretty well on Okeechobee in the season opener last year, cash a nice check. He loves the swim jig. He's from Alabama, Coosa River, no stranger to fishing shallow emergent vegetation. So I think for those reasons, I'm going to take Will Davis Jr. You could look at a Bob Downey. You know, Northern anglers do pretty well, but I'm going Will Davis Jr. It's just too good to pass that up. Lucky D, we got a couple of homegrown Florida local favorites in here. Now, that got us in trouble with Lee Livesey in Texas, so we might want to be careful. Hackney has a pretty good track record on Harris Chain and in Florida in general. Buddy Gross, you know, if those fish get offshore, grass, I think he's a strong pick. There's some good picks, some good options in this bucket, but I was really torn. You know, John Cox has done well here. So has Scott Martin. I think, you know, you think back, Scott Martin, he went to Apopka last time the Elites were here. And, you know, if he could have done a better job landing those fish, he definitely could have contended for the win in that event. So I think the way Scott Martin started on Okeechobee in the Opens, and then he went to Santee Cooper, and he's crushing it on the Opens, not so great in his first two Elites. But I think being back in the Sunshine State, Scott Martin's going to get his season rebound in here. But I think John Cox will as well. I think they're both good picks. I'm just going to go with Scott Martin. Bucket C, we got the defending AOI Welcher in this bucket. We've got Drew Cook, who's a sight fishing specialist. So if there's some late bettors, there should be good juice, good value for Drew Cook in this bucket. Lester traditionally has done really well in Florida over the years. You know, Chatterbait Bite, look at Brock Mosley. Prosnick loves to throw you know, straight tail Senko style worm. He could be really good here. Clark Wentland, really strong in Florida over the years. Okeechobee. So a lot of good options here, but I'm going to go Brian Schmidt, because Brian Schmidt, if there's grass, you think about Brian Schmidt. He's got wins in other fisheries in Florida. He's done well in Florida. He should be a really strong pick. I'm going to go Brian Schmidt. I think he is going to have a really good event. Look for him to be fishing on Championship Sunday. All right, Bucket B, this is where I'm going to go sneaky on you. Drew Benton getting all the love, and he probably should. If there is some late canal fish, some sight fish to be found, Benton and Cook are going to be on him. I think Huff coming off his classic could be doing well here. Brian New, I believe, has won. He won his first Elite in Florida on the St. John's River. You know, coming off a little controversy at Santee Cooper, I'm sure he wants to have a big tournament and put that behind him. Brandon Card has done well in Florida. There's a few guys you could look at here. But I'm going to go down the list here. You got a couple of the rookies here with like Gee and John Garrett. So I'm going to go John Garrett. He's done well in the Harris Chain. He's fished a handful of events in the Opens in college over the years. He's the kind of the dark horse. He's like one of the older rookie guys. But I think John Garrett, sneaky at just a few percent, could be a really strong pick here. So he's my dark horse of the group. Bucket A. This is where the hitters are, the heavy hitters. We've got the AOI leaders. Jordan Lee has done well on the Harris Chain over the years, and he's getting 18%. Milliken had a top five in the Open last fall in the EQs. You got the Johnsons, who have done well in Florida over the year. Rivette, who won Okeechobee. Shakurit, who catches them everywhere. All the rookies that are smashing them this year. But I'm going to go Walters. I said Walters is going to win the AOI this year. I'm sticking to my guns. I didn't pick him at the Classic, but I picked him in every event. I'm going to keep picking him until he proves me wrong. He's second in AOI by 1 point. Walters has had some ups and downs in Florida, but I'm sticking to my guns, and I'm taking P. Walters. Now, let's jump over to Drain the Lake, and then we'll talk tiebreaker weights. Let's pick my team here. So I'm going to take Scott Martin, along with everybody else. I'm going to take Benton. Not taking Cox. Skipping over Krieger. Skipping over Prince. I got a sneaky feeling about Clark Wentland. I'm going to take one of the rookies here. Tyler Williams. He had a decent event here at the Harris Chain. One of the other rookies I'll take here is JT Tompkins. I feel like KJ Queen, if the sight fishing, might be able to get something going here. I'm also going to take a fly. Go with that. You know, I didn't take Lester in the main game, but I'm going to take him here in the Drain the Lake. And we're going to take a former stream guest and one of the big dark horses, John Sukup. You know, he's got a win here in the MPFL, and I like that roster. So we are going to go Scott Martin, Drew Benton, Clark Wentland, Tyler Williams, JT Tompkins, KJ Queen, Brendan Lester, and John Sukup. And I think about 74 pounds based on what I saw in the Toyota Series event. I don't think they're going to crush them, but I think they're going to have solid weights. I think we're going to see strong cut weights, a lot of good limits throughout the